Apple growers in India's western Himalayas still remember Samuel Evans Stokes, the American who brought the fruit to their land a century ago. Stokes went to India to teach and ended up staying there to learn. His granddaughter tells his story in a new book, An American in Gandhi's Land. Asha Sharma was a child when Samuel Evans Stokes died in 1946, so she didn't know her grandfather very well. But over the years, she learned more about him and became fascinated with his story.
Samuel Stokes belonged to a very distinguished family of Quaker heritage. His first American ancestor, Thomas Stokes, had come to Philadelphia in 1678. When Sam was about 20 years old, he decided to go to India to work in a leper home in the Shimla Hills, and then he joined some missionary activity. And his parents, of course, were particularly worried that he might get leprosy and never return, but he was determined to go.
So, in 1904, Stokes arrived in India and started working in that leper home in the Himalayan foothills. He quickly realized that the people there needed help to fight not only disease, but poverty as well.
He saw the people were very, very poor. They didn't have clothes to wear. They didn't have meals to eat. They would have tea with salt. Then he thought that maybe he could try growing fruits in that area. And somehow the idea of apples came to his mind. And in 1916, he brought the first apple trees from Philadelphia to the Shimla Hills. He distributed them free to the people, to the local people, helped them to plant them and nurture them. And that was the start of an economic revolution in that area.
Sharma says it wasn't easy for Stokes to convince local farmers to start planting apple trees.
An apple tree takes about 6 or 7 years to grow. He would tell them to grow the apple trees and they would say, you know, if we plant the trees, well, where will we grow our food crops and what will we eat? And so it was a battle for him in the beginning, but he succeeded and gradually the people began to grow apple trees. And that's why he's called the Johnny Appleseed of the Himalayas. And people still remember him for that.
What many people don't know, though, is that Stokes had become an active member of the Indian independence movement, even writing a series of newspaper articles advocating the country's freedom from foreign domination.
C.F. Andrews, a British man, he was a very, very close friend of Mahatma Gandhi. And C.F. Andrews was a very close friend of my grandfather, Stokes. I think that is how Stokes first got connected with Gandhi. But Stokes was doing a lot of work for people of the hills. He was fighting the British administration against forced labor. Actually, it was the incident of April 1919 when there was indiscriminate shooting of about 1,000 people in a garden in the Punjab. And that is the time when Stokes saw violence against the Indian people. He decided to join the Indian National Movement. Then he became very active in the Punjab. He was a member of the Punjab Provincial Congress Committee. Then, of course, he became close to Mahatma Gandhi. And whenever Mahatma Gandhi had any important meetings, he would invite Stokes. And Stokes was a signatory to some of the very important manifestos, you know, of those times.
As an outspoken independence advocate, Sharma says, Stokes had to pay the price for what he believed in.
He was arrested and he was put in prison for 6 months. He refused to be treated like a European. You know, in those days, there used to be a separate ward for the Europeans and a separate ward for the Indians. But he said, I don't want to have special treatment. But anyway, he did that 6 months of jail sentence in Lahore. I think that was a highlight of his life, something he was very proud of.
That passion for equality extended to Stokes' personal life.
When he decided to get married, he chose to marry an Indian as proof of his belief in racial equality. And when he married, he said, I'm married an Indian. I'm going to live in India, so my children should be raised as Indians and not as Anglo-Indians. And he named his children, gave them all Indian names. He had 7 children, 1 died, and my mother was his eldest daughter.
Sharma says her grandfather was a prolific writer. His journals, books, and correspondence with family members and friends were a great resource as she began to write about his life. What fascinates her most, she says, is how her grandfather came to India to teach people about Christianity and ended up staying, becoming a Hindu, and studying Indian languages and philosophies.
I think he was really touched by the simplicity of the Indian people. It is the openness of the Indian society and that acceptance. I think that is what makes the difference. The culture, which is thousands of years old. So those kind of things, when people go there, you welcome whoever comes to your home. You're kind, you're tolerant, you're accepting, and you're simple. Those are the things I think which are valuable. I think but it's mainly the feeling of universalism which attracts people.
Asha Sharma says she hopes an American in Gandhi's land will keep Samuel Stokes' legacy alive. She'd like her grandfather to be remembered as a champion of freedom and equality, and, of course, as the man who introduced the American delicious apple to the Himalayas. I'm Faith Lapidus.